Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're here. I have the packets for them. I have to show you one of the packets. Something happened to it, so I want you to get your opinion whether I should have the guy read do it. And I'll show you. I think the guy dropped it. I'll show you. Yeah. But the one for next week, I'll give it to you. Yeah, I can do it first thing in the morning. Yeah, okay, I just wanted to show it to you. Okay, very good. Don't just open it. See what he did? This one is upside down. This one is upside down.
So he dropped the actual safer?
I think the originals he dropped, mm-hmm. So then the pages get all...
Mm. Yeah. Alternates, right side up. Yeah, it's all right, right, so... Exactly.
So we decided that we're going to have the Chanukah Shiurim in the next 2 weeks, and this way on Chanukah, just have the Masiba, not a separate night.
There's always a Masiba for the Shiur?
No, there's a Masiba for the whole
For the whole Shul.
Shul, basically. Yeah, so they have it every year. Last year they didn't, but
right.
In general they have it.
Thank you for the lunch. Okay, it's all set.
Is everybody okay? It's time for people to come. Hi, Mark. How are you?
How are you, Rebbe? Good evening.
Good evening.
Rebbe, you're in the same shtiebel as when you gave the shiur in the West Side 10 years ago?
Yes.
Same one. Great.
Same one. Same shtiebel.
Very nice.
Yeah, he used to come before he moved back to Florida.
Yep.
I got for Zoom.
Yep.
That's right. Some of the positives of COVID.
Yeah.
Monty? Oh.
Seltzer or beer? Is it in the summer?
What are you doing, Ari?
A little better. I'm going for a test tomorrow. So hopefully everything should be okay.
That's a shame.
Oh, if you get a chance, Rebbe, if you could take a look at the
Shiloh. It's good. I did.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Rebbe.
Oh, nice to see you.
How was the circumcision?
Circumcision was good. Thank God. The father of the baby did it. It's, the mole was there, but he was helping him, and he went on to himself.
Did you go downstairs? All right, so I'll see you down.
Thank you.
Hey, Rebbe. Everyone else may want to mute. Hi, Rebbe.
Thank you. Okay, so today we're going to start the inyan of Doris Graf Shel Rei, which is, we'll see, Halacha and Hilchas Mukta. Bez Hashem, the next 2 weeks, we'll be doing Bez Hashem in Yanei Chanukah. And then during Hanukkah is the Masiba, so we don't have the regular shir one night with the speaker and the And then we'll continue Bez Hashem after. So, but Bez Hashem tonight is Muksa, and then the next 2 weeks Bez Hashem will be in Yoni Chanukah. Those are 2 weeks leading up to Chanukah. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chavdal and Amralov, Yosef of Savra Vachabar, Hunav of Hunabar, Hinav Yasri, the Kamri, the Rabba Libidra of Nechemia. So, Rav Nechemia says, Ein Notlim Elo Tzorach. So, what does that mean? Rabbi says, Tzorach Dovish Volachto Leheter, Tzorach Kufo, So you have something that's, so if you have something that's, Rashi said, L'tzorach l'shori, and a dovish malach tol heter, it has to be a dovish malach tol heter, and you metaltel l'tzorach gufo, that you want to use the dovish malach tol heter. So, so according to that opinion, then you could only move something that's malach tol heter if it's you're going to use that thing. I can move a cup to drink from the cup. Let's say I just want to clear the table. So then the chorus should be awesome. So the Gemara asks, according to that opinion, Rabbi, leave it to the Chemi, Hani Karos, Echim Metal Talin. Cups and plates and different things. So how do you move it? Because it's not Letzorach Gufo. Right? So you're not going to use the... it's not to reuse. So Amalahu Rav Sapa immediately have a Graf Shel Rei. Graf Shel Rei literally means like a portable toilet seat. Right? That's literally what it means. But more figuratively, it means you have something that's maos. So really should be muksa. But maisa, since it's maos, so Chazal made a heter. But even though it's not worth anything and that's nothing, but it's that you're allowed to move it away. So therefore, if you leave all the plates on the table after a meal, it looks very. But apparently, as we'll see, the Graf Shel Rei has a broader heter than just mamish literally the Graf Shel Rei. So that's what the. So he says, so you treat it like a dinner. And that's the heter. Why, after the meal, you could clear the table. In other words, you can clear the table and you have all the plates that are not, don't look nice. So really, there shouldn't be a heter. But the Gemara says, "Mi did have on the page one here, Chavdal and Amar Aleph, on the third line from the brackets, "Mi did have a Graf Shel Rei." And the Gemara says, So first he says, according to Abaye, Abaye says, Rabbi Lamar Libid Rab Nechemia, according to you, because Rabbi said, according to Rab Nechemia, can only be a taltel a kli shemalachto leheter letzorach gufo. So if you use a plate and now you finished, you're going to move it away, that's not letzorach gufo. Because you're not using the plate. You just want to clear the space. And according to the, so that's according to Rabba. So then the Gemara says, according to what about, according to other sheetahs, let's say that Tov Hashem Lachto. Yeah, there's some. Let's see if I can. See, yeah, there's background noise. And so the, yeah,
I think so.
No, it's good.
I think so.
Okay, so again, so the Gemara says. The rabbi leaves Rabbi Nachman and Kara saying, "The Talmudina need to have a graph shall ray." Amalei Abaye, the rabbi, the Mara leaves the Rabbi Nachman and Kara. So he asked the same question, Abaye Rava, and the answer is, it's like a graph shall ray. So even though it's really not mutter to move, but the special heter of graph shall ray. The question is, a graph shall ray literally means a portable potty. So the question is, how what's the getter? How far do you go to say that something has the status of a graf shel rei? You know, some people are very particular. And if not everything is 100%, that they get it stares them. Right? Some people, you know, it has to be 100%. If it's not 100%, they get unsettled. They're unsettled. You know, there are people like that. Then the Gemara here on the second page, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asim, Rav Yochanan, Kni Amar Rebbe, Reminis Lihita Rebbe, Letalto Machto Ba'afra. So, Machto, you have a pan with the coals and the dust. You know, like after you have afer, you have ashes, so you can be metalta. So what's the heter? So the Gemara is going to say the same heter. Same heter. Old, that it's a further down, the first word was low. Ela marbai, you need to have a graf shel rei. So also, a graf shel rei. So where we see the Gemara says about the plates after a meal is graf shel rei, and then the Gemara says they used to have spices, chreis, that we bring to the table in a pan, and then there would be ashes there. Then you can move them also afterwards because it's a graf shel rei. But now look at the third Gemara on page 3, Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base. Hu achbar. Oh. A mouse, the shtachach is barmiki. So they found this mouse. So we'll see what exactly they find, but they found a mouse in a place there. So they found it in Ravashi's. Place there. Amalakhutu betzutzitza vafkua. So they said, well, take it by its tail and get rid of it. So the Gemara says, how do you do that? So, vafke ba'ashpa. So the Gemara says, also the next line, it's a graf shel rei. It's a graf shel rei, so there's some. It's mos. It's so. Therefore, you can take the mouse out. You know, people today have mice traps. So it's also a din of graf shel rei. Rashi says, "By farmaki besamim," and the besamim. In the Besamim, they found it's about Tzitzibas novel. So also did a Grafshal Reis. So let's see what have the Rambam's Magdir on page 4. Says the Rambam on page 4, called over Matunaf. The Rambam says anything that's Matunaf, that's, and what are the examples? Ray is excrement, ki is vomit, and so on is also excrement, different types. So if we're sitting in a certain area in the chatzer, in the courtyard, so you could take it out because it's there, you're sitting there. You don't want it to be there. So you can take it out to the ashpa or to the beis akise. V'zehu nikra graf shel rei. But if you're in a different chatzer, and the Dover Moses in Chatzar, you're in Chatzar A, the Dover Moses in Chatzar B, so then you don't have a heter. Then Kofi Malakli. Up. So this way, you won't have a cotton going there and getting dirty. But there's no heter to metaltel. Because it's not staring, you're in the different chatzah. You're only afraid is that your little kid is going to climb into that chatzah, going to crawl into that chatzah. So then as long as you cover it up, that's okay. So let's take a look. Let's take a look in the Bach on page 5. It says the Bach Kosav Mordechai Bereish Beitza Yesh Batirin Lachotzi Ner Shed Ligubo Baosu Shabbos. In other words, if you have a Ner is a receptacle, so you have a receptacle that you put the oil in. And you lit it. It was lit that Shabbos, and then it went out. So yesh matir l'hotzi ner shedligubo b'osa Shabbos shmin d'havi graf sholei. So you can take it out because after it's out, it doesn't look nice. You know, you're not, it stares you. So that's what the Mordechai quote says yesh matir. So he says ve'ein ze noch ki chol ha'shoytim yomru danina datayu. Anyone, you know, Eilad Dover Sof. Anyone can say, oh, this, I don't like the way this looks. So, Kol HaShoytim Yochro Danina Datai, they're Istinus. Ve'inu Mutter, so he says that can't be. Ve'inu Mutter El Mishahu Istinus Ma'machmi Yachmi Ma'meke Lohifsi. So he says it's only somebody who's really an Istinus. Did you say, should give a heter for everyone? He doesn't think it's good, a good heter. But then he writes, so that's the Mordechai. Now the Bach says, Lofi ani es daiti, the ikur ki yesh matiri. So he says, no, he thinks it's mutter. He thinks it's mutter for everybody. We had the Easter Perak HaKelim, the Akshi HaMoroi, Alib Darabba, this feeling that the chemia feel mlachto leheter osol talta mecham latzel, hani kaoros laachar chila hechim metalta linuhu. So what's the heter to metalta plates after the meal? From a layer of safer me down graf shal rei. Rav gufe heshiv labaya kush zuraf safer chavin to me to have graf shal rei. Favade the near Yoshin Shalcheris, Tavali Mukta Machmas Mia, Salim de Kuli Alma, and the Shivan Matiruk Shalom with Ligabo Mashabs, the Kaimel Kavasi. But because Mokum came into Moist, there was the whole discussion of Mukta Machmas Mia, is it us or not? So why don't you just say that it's Mutter because it's a Graf Shal Rei? Gave the boys who don't build graph shall they, who mutter the south of the Fanenu, how about Yosim Mikaros Lacharachiba? So then, if Graf Shalvei is such a broad heter, then any time we have a receptacle with oil that went out in the middle of Shabbos, it should be mutter. He says, "Afil efer shebemachtach tosal kadayta tabai tavik Graf Shalvei." And then he was, where it was Befalpo, maybe not. So he says two lines from the bottom. Fionias died the Aina Rose and Honel, Julian Mutter, Lotzi, or Phil Aina Mistress. Whereas, even if you're not such a Mafunuk, you could still take it out. So Mordechai said, no, only special people have the heter. But he says that no, el kuli alma mutter lotzi, or fila enam istas, the pshita of the gas regish matirin, pushabuver batalman arach shevezim sulamiti. So then we have to understand, so then what's the whole discussion of Muktzah Machmas Mias? Whether it's Muktzah or not, there's a whole Machloikas. So why don't we just say that it's just Amutter because of this new Heter? Why do we have to be Oymed, whether it's according to Rav Shimon, it's Mutter, according to others, it's Aser? Just say it's Mutter L'Kuli Alma. So that we didn't answer it. The Bach wants to say that Taka, it's going to be Mutter Midin Graf Shalrei. So we still have to answer. So then, what's shot in the Sugya and the Gemara that the Machloik is by Muktzah Machmas Mias, and the Gemara doesn't just say that it's Mutter because it's a Graf Shalrei. So we still have to see what the answer to this question is. But we'll see.
Rabbi, when we spoke earlier about that there's a view that Litzorach Makomo, you know, it can apply very broadly, you know, that I just want to sit at the table and the hammer's there and it annoys me. Right. So is that really the same idea, basically? Because then it seems like you can just call everything a Graf Shalrei. And it seems almost identical to that idea.
No, because that has to be at least a kli.
Oh, I see.
This is not a kli. This is, or the cases of, like the case in the Gemara, where you finish eating. And they're bones, you know.
I see.
So we have to see it, to what degree. So we'll see. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch, what it says. So he gives the case. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nerze, he had a Ner is a receptacle that had oil, and then the oil, then it blew out. Nerze Shalmar, no, page 6, Shalso Tatal, Filu Tzarchufo. So it's also even the Tzarchufo because it's Muktzah. And there's a sheet that it's mutter. What's the sheet that it's mutter? That it's a Graf Shalrei. V'lo nira dvarav. Agav, v'yesh omrim d'misha hu istenis v'aner mos olav mutter l'otzi adave v'didei ke Graf Shalrei. V'machmir lo hifsit. So again, and that's the Taz has this, the kasha that we were just discussing. But in the wide line, it says in the middle, the Tamali, the first wide line. So, the muktzamachmas mias mutter. In Zivav, it says that muktzamachmas mias is mutter. So why are you saying it's mutter? Just say that's the heter of Graf Sholei. You're saying it's mutter because it doesn't have a din muktza because you're not machzer enough. But why don't you be matter it not because this muktza is mutter? Because Graf Sholei. So he says, so must be that the fact that they don't matter it because of that. So even though something is mias, it's not necessarily Graf Sholei. So what's the answer?
Between Graf Sholei and mias.
Well, like this, Graf Sholei is very, the simple pshat of Graf Sholei is very mias. It means like a pot, you know, with tzoah in it. That's literally what it means. Now, it's clear in the Gemara that it doesn't have to be that degree. Because the Gemara says all the plates you can take away because, you know, it's stairs. It doesn't look, you know, it's not the degree of that. So the question is,
when the plate, Graf Sholei doesn't have to be that mias, you're saying?
Well, the Gemara says either heter that if after you finish the meal, you could take away the dishes that have the, you know, what looks dirty like dish. Dirty dishes is not exactly soa, but it still, Gemara says, is included in the heter of Graf Sholei. So we're trying to understand. So
mias is even more kal than Graf Sholei.
Right. In other words, but the literal Graf Sholei. But the heter of Graf Sholei, we'd say it's not to be taken literally, because the Gemara applies it to dishes after the meal.
Between Graf Sholei and
mias? Well, if it's Graf Sholei, then you have a heter, then the din of muktzah is lifted.
And just the dirty dishes?
And the dirty dishes is in that category.
Is to you or
at
least to a general person
would
find something.
So that's what we're talking about. That was the discussion just now. Yeah. So we are right. That way we're trying to. So look in the Shulchan Aruch here on page 7. It says called on Matunos. Kon rei v'ki v'tzoa. Meishal Adam, Meishal Tanagol, Kayotzi Behem. So in other words, anything is matunaf. If you're sitting and it's in the chatzir that you're sitting, mutar lotziim la'ashpa or lebeis hakisei. I feel below kli. Im hayu b'chatzir she'inu darsham, also lotziim. But if you are in the chatzir that you're not sitting there, then you can't. So then you could cover it up. If it's in your house, then you could take it out to the garbage. Right. And if it's in a different chatzir where you're not, so then the heter is only to cover it up. It's not even a heter to move it. Just to cover it up, so a baby, a child will come and start getting himself dirty in it. So let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's on page 8. Called over Matunav, Rei, Kiv, it's over, Meishal Adam, Meishal Targolav, Geetzvim, Kain, Shal Behemus, Shal Kolavim, Chazirin, Kain, Achber Meis, that was also in the Chulda Meis, we saw that in the Gemara, Tain, Chol Minei Develas, Alotso, Shal Susim, Nersha, Enam, Asrichim, Vulchoshiv, Gerash, Shal Mei, Nersha, Itzinus, Kass, Kam, Bezeh, He says, Chol Elim, Nochim, Vabayis, Kise. Parshat Im Yochel Lasos Halidei. So now he's saying an interesting thing. Parshat Im Yochel Lasos Halidei Eina Yehudi Yasa Al-Yadu. Chemutav Halidei Katat, Halidei Godel. There's also a Chiddush. First Chiddush is that he says that it's better to do it with a guy, which is a Chiddush, because the Parshat is, once it's Graf Shal Rei, it's Mutter. And then there's others. The second chiddush is also a bit chiddush. Mutav al yidei katan. Usually we never say such a thing in Hilchos Shabbos. They get a katan. You can run into more problems. You know, you can violate lo sasa melacha ato vincha. You know, I mean, that's not a melacha, but here v'atam shehuta lotzi biyadav the gadol kadvul habrius. Had to have covered a bris. So usually in the rabban. That's covered a bris. Chayim heim b'movoy b'mokum adrisas haregel m'salchol stodim. If they're in a place where people are walking, and you just put them to the side. Avol nochim b'chotze b'mokum she'enu yishtam isham. So then you can't metalto. Okay, so those were two big chiddushim in the Aruch HaShulchan. That you should rather get a goy to do it than a Yisrael. You should rather get a cotton than a gadol. Very big chiddushim. Very big chiddushim. Oh. So let's take a look. We'll get back to this. Take a look in the Ram here, page 15. So do you have to, and what are you sweeping up? Shells of nutshells and things like that. So, what's the story with that? So, the Ravid says on page 15 in the round here, the fifth wide line in the middle. Ravid's al kosher. Shema shehitir harav alfasi lechaber es habayis b'shabes kriv shema lokal. There has to be something that's not muktzah. Because of it's aser. But then he says, last two lines, or isi b'shema rashba, tafilu hechi yesh bo dvar masur b'tiltol shar l'chabim, midi have a graf shal rei. So that's why the Sefer Shalmei Yonason wants to say that maybe this discussion here, it's not totally mos, but it's something, you know, it's things that you wouldn't, you know, it's not like tzoa, it's not like this. But, you know, if a person, even a, she's, you know, scattered, well, so if it's a dover that's royal achila, so then it's not muktzah. So then that's the first sheet of the Ravid. It has to be only to sweep up things that are not muktzah. But the Rashba says no, even things that are technically muktzah, you still could clean them up because it's a graf shel rei. So that's what the Shalmei Yonason says. And maybe this whole discussion is, yeah, take a look at page 13. Page 13. Shenechel Arishonim Gedder Dargis Hamiyah, on the left side. The Gedder Dargis Hamiyah, the Yom Baran, if you shoot this arriving, Kol Mashemutu Chaber Abayis, that you're allowed to sweep, Hainu Mishlom Kleep and She'ena Muktzah. Alana Ramban, the Machamos, and that's what the Rashba is saying. Kaigal, Hitir, Bechol Ovin, Mishim, the Choshev, Tiltum, et bad. The Ramban says it's still to matzah, so you only do it with a broom. Feel a rash, mehitim shum, rav shal rei. Muksha, Raivin, Ramban. So the Raivin and the Ramban don't use the heter of grach shal rei. So why? Because they hold it's not a grach shal rei. So that's what the core of the machlokis is. So sharos machlusum im gedim isus shal peirum shal ritzba he gedim graf shal rei olo. Because if you have problems, is that graf shal rei? Stop it. The plague be done now. So it's not muktzah, but is that considered graf shal rei?
What if you leave the crumbs in there, could bring animals like critters and stuff like that.
Okay, that's a good point. Could bring other things around. Yeah. So Rav Moshe has a trivia on page 14. Small trivia. He says the Indian graf shel rei lo shayach liked shir, but atarlo lefi ha'adam. So it depends, it's very subjective. That's what he basically saying. Be very subjective in how it looks, how what kind of person you are. How you deal with these with these things. So yeah. Wait 1 second. So let's take a look. The other poskim, how they learn. So let's take a look at the Alter Rebbe for a second. Shulchan Aruch around page 19. It's called klipin lagarinim shein ruim lebehema. Ochel v'zarkan l'shono l'achar v'lo yizukim v'yada v'gam lo yizukim l'shono. Yismach v'dayku sheyu harbi mehem v'gi mosu be'enem v'yemutu l'otziyem misham kidin graf shel rei. It says if it becomes too much, then it becomes a graf shel rei.
Right.
So again, the question is, so that's what the in other words, if it builds up, it becomes too much. Too many things, and then it becomes like a graf shel rei. So again, it's not as 100% clear cut, but after a while, you know, just the person comfortable being there. So.
Rabbi, I think maybe this was asked, but what is really the difference between grav shel rei and if you apply it this way to not being literal, how is that heter different from mias?
Right, so the pashup shot, I have to see who says this. One of the mafarshim says this, that the pashup shot is. That the case of the muktzah machmas mias, that's how some of them have to see who's the actual achron who says this. But you see, the question of the ner is when the ner is far away from you. So stam, there's machlokis, so you let a patalthel the ner afterwards, you say that it's considered a Mukhtz or not, even because now it's most, so you're Machtz and Midas or no. But it could be in a Chanam. According to these sheets, it would be right next to you in the same room. Then there was that Machlokis of Rav Shimon and the others, whether Mukhtz and Machmasi is us or not, is when it's not a Shayla of Graf because it's not near you, it's not in your zone. Which Tam, if it's Mutter, there's a separate Hefter. But if it would be near you, then that's how some Achronim explain. If it would be near you, so then you would have the Heter of Graf Sholei. That's the Pasha Pshat. So, and the Choron. No one takes it literally. The Gemara doesn't take it literally. If it wouldn't be for the Gemara, I would say that how can you say such a thing? But Gemara says Meferish that all these things are mutter mishum graf shel rei. So then it's not as severe as and that's what the Alter Rebbe says. Once it becomes a lot, so then it gets the status of and the Rafarfer says that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, page 21. And Sifkat Kuf Tavzov, Nikapsu Harbe Yachad. Most of the Hanichim Kachal or Shulchan. It's just most, you know. Well, what?
The last thing is
dessert.
I don't think so. That's the room
that. No, because it's most. You say, well, you're going to leave the room, but well, you don't leave the room. No, here he's talking about like, crumbs and different things that he's talking about something that only a little crumb is not going to bother you. When it comes to be a lot of crumbs, then it bothers you. So that's what he says. So if there's a lot of bones, one bone, okay, you can ignore, but it becomes a lot, then it gets the status of graph shall rain. But also it could be, who asked this? You asked it? But like, what about future? Like, could you take it, you know, so you don't want things to come and... So Rav Hoffman speaks about that. Yeah, he writes, page 26. Dover she'osid la'asriach v'yishaya sham v'meshach zman. Page 27. B'shut shol meshiv, because of davish im yishtayim beisu yasriach v'imos. A lot of things. If you like the garbage bag, if you leave the garbage there.
Or you could say the same thing.
Dishes,
dirty dishes,
the
sink.
Or
bring cockroaches.
Here he's saying, yeah. Right. So that's the so he says. Shol meshiv says davish im yishtayim beisu. Yasriach v'yimas mutol otzio achshav avshadayin einu mos alof. When we say v'sdechem shecholak alof avodas ha-mishnah berurah, you would say kashol umeshiv leheter. Kachav v'shlomu zalman orbach v'fizem nishar b'veso pamper your diapers what mishumash mugel tzubu tefes v'ofun she'enu roi mi b'chut shum tinef avon. In other words, you have a dirty diaper. So now you it's covered up. But if you leave it there, it's going to smell up the whole. So you don't have to wait. If you know it's going to happen, you know, like they say, Rabbi Bick said about taking medicine on Shabbos. So medicine is mutter if you're a choyli or if you're nafal mishkov. So if you know you have a certain condition that you're going to be nafal mishkov, you don't have to wait till it comes. You know, it's like some people have migraines, right? And they know they could preempt. They know what they have now, and if they don't take the medicine within 2 hours, they're going to have the migraine. So Rabik, I was told, said, so then you can preempt. Because since the situation of having the migraine is enough on Mishkov, so then, and that's the heter, when you're Nafal Mishkov, you don't have to wait to be Nafal Mishkov and say, oh, now I'm going to, you don't have to torture yourself to get it if you know it's going to come. So in a different context, that's what he's saying over here.
I thought even stronger that we allow medicine for, like the problem for medicine is talking for a report, but if it's not for a report, but rather it's to prevent something, then Chazal...
I don't know, because it's not machal brim. So if it's not machal brim, that's part of the issue. So if you, it's not, then we, you don't call that refuah. But it's not, that's not food. It's not machal brim. So mela, but the heter is, if you're a chayla, then there's a heter. Not for the mishkov, you're a chayla. So that's what Rebecca was saying, that you don't have to wait till he gets the Tzadz HaChol, if you know that it's based on his past history, that this is what happens when he's in this state. You don't have to wait till he gets there and now give the Heter of the Chol. But it still could be, if it wouldn't be in that state, we wouldn't just say that, that you know, you don't technically call this medicine. So it's not necessarily what you technically call medicine. Yeah, so that's the Reich Ra thing. But he writes here, Sefer Orach, page 26 on the top right. Sefer Orach Chaim, having tshuva is what we're doing, Shemagil or Reich Ra, may I graph Mutter Latalfalo. In other words, we said you have to see it, it has to be in your vicinity, but if it's smelling, even though you don't see it, but it's close enough in your vicinity that you can smell it. Even though the graph's not even in the house, so then you can betal it. If you'll be able to smell, it'd be the same thing. And that's what he writes here also. I think, Joe, you asked this question. If you look here at page 25, he quotes, he says, I'm very safer on the right bottom. He says, "Of a Bereish Sefer Tultulei Shabbos, maybe Tshuvas Baal Ha'Igros Moshe." So he says, he quotes from a Moshe, "The Afshe Ainu Mos Mam Shal Isha Makpedes Al Kach Bedeish Orchim Shevol Vakra Mutulo Taltulo." It was it's going to bother you because guests are going to come. Kach Chazav Shlom. Somehow there's hammers on your Shabbos table. And how it got there, Mamish Bechur Gami Mosachol Mutal Asir Bashulchem Penyavo Orchem. King Klipos Muatav Enam Asrichim and Balbais of Nemesum is Baishim. He says the people will be embarrassed. And you vote Orchim, your U.S. Abbas, but often Zeb, Stab, and Sharkavish, shall call Graf, shall Ray, Gorim, Rak, Ini, Imus. So he writes of Harf, and his low Nero, and his Dike, had the Beaker, Dub, Stab, Dini, Imus, Hain, and Michal, Shane is Dover, Shalom, Batsma, and Mafir Kal, Miss Bais, but they're Orchim, he doesn't think he could go so far. Okay. You know, there's a difference between the cases that it smells this, but then you have the other heter, Joe. You have to that from the Kavanas Halev from the nephew from Phil Lichtenstein that's called the Tzarech Makomo. So if you, therefore, there is, so you don't need to, you don't need this heter of Graf Shel Rei. You have the heter of the Kavadas Halev that that's called Tzorach Makom, even though you don't need the Makom, but it's there.
Sorry to be graphic, but what, let's say hypothetically, the toilet's clogged. Are you allowed to do whatever you need to based off?
Yeah, Rav Abadi has a shuva. He thinks that it's not considered tikkun mono or something like that to take a plunger on Shabbos.
Yeah.
What? But you don't need the heter for, you're not going to move this. You're going to just plunge. Yeah, so, yeah. So he just discussed that from the Tzad Malacha aspect. Is it, is he never, you're just clearing the way. Clearing the way, so he has.
Well,
it's, well, it's not that's what malach is that, I mean. Yeah, so he thinks that it's not any of these things. He's just clearing the passage. He has a tshuva in the sefer about this. Yeah, so it comes up on Shabbos. Sometimes you have to use a plunger. You use a plunger if you need to. Okay, so that's this. Let's see what else that we've been doing. And but you know, it's you know, at the end of the day, it can be very say like the Shevet HaKohasi that you have to. Because if you look at the Rambam, like we saw, the cases that he gives are very extreme. You know, look here, let's back. Like the cases that he gives, page 4, Ray Ki Toa. There was, it's much from him that has to be something. And, the question is, but the Gemara has easier cases. Was that, the question is, why come the Rambam didn't bring down, maybe he does, the cases, of, you know, he brings the cases that are very extreme. So, you know, things like that. Question is it possible to say that the Rambam would hold that it's not after these cases? Maybe he doesn't necessarily paskin like this Gemara of Hani about the used.
He had a higher tolerance for.
Right, a higher tolerance. Yeah, but not necessarily he paskins like the Gemara. I mean, like this Gemara. It could be. He could hold it to machlok. So you could say that Gemara was only a leave with the Rebbe Nechemia. The Gemara said that it was only a kasha to a kasha on leave with the Rebbe Nechemia that ain't tali melo tzarech. But maybe if you don't paskin like Rebbe Nechemia, then the whole and this would be a much, you know, it would be hard for an American to deal with it, you know what I mean? People and maybe previous generations were not as, you know, they're much more, you know, conscious about washing and cleanliness than they were probably in previous generations, in previous places. So it's good that the Gemara had it, even though I'm not convinced that the Rambam in the end held maybe this is a Gemara. There's a Shaklataya, Libra the well opinion that maybe we don't even paskin like it. And maybe that's why in the Gemara, I mean, when he gives you the dinim of Graf Shel Rei, he doesn't. He gives you only the extreme cases. So So I don't know. Well, it could be that you know, every generation has but they do have that svar in the Gemara. So every svar in the Gemara is not necessarily a lib of the Hilchasa, because it could be a pilpul within a shita that we don't. It was said to answer up a kasha in Reb Nechemia. But that's not necessarily the shita that we pascha like. So the whole kasha is only a lib of the Reb Nechemia, and the whole teretz is a lib of the Reb Nechemia. But if we that doesn't mean that if you hold not like Reb Nechemia, then the whole kasha never got off the ground, because it'll be mutter to be metaltel, because you can be metaltel with sort of kufo, sort of komo. That's why it's mutter, not because of a graf shorei. And maybe when something tak is mukta mamish, so then you would need another heter. So you need to be menaer or something like that. But and the Shulchan Aruch Loshen Metunaf is also talking about. Because then you could say, like the Mordechai, you know, technically speaking, in the Dover South, you know, in other words, I would think the Pashup Shat in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is much more chumradic than we would like it to be. But the more contemporary postkin, you know, saying all these things that, you know, make you know, stare you or make you okay. I can understand the girl has the mouse. So I think that's a good but that could stare mouse. Not good. Yeah, that's a big yisod. But the mouse not. So that's the Gemara. I mean, it's the Rambam of the quote, but the examples that he gives are very it's literally graf shel rei. But this idea, midi to have a graf shel rei, that we extend it. So the question is how, but the Gemara already extended. But again, the Gemara could be you could tie it, maybe it's not a leave of the hilchas. Okay, maybe. But lemaisa, the more contemporary poskim are seem to be more makel. Mr. Brewer, even Moshe, others. So Yeshal Milusmach, and I mean, different people have different tolerance levels of these things. But okay, so that's the story. Okay. So, Ezra Hashem, the next 2 weeks we'll do in Hanukkah, those 2 weeks leading up to Hanukkah. We'll continue after Hanukkah in Yonei. And Ezra Hashem, hopefully, will be a Mesiba here during Hanukkah one night. So, we'll figure everything out. Okay, so it's good to see you all. And have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi Simon.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.